case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Josh and Maddie podcast.
We're back together after 2 days apart.
I know. Our lives took us in different directions.
That sounded a lot like a different word to say.
Well, it kind of was. Different directions. I was away one day, then you felt sick the next day. So 2 days we weren't working together.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, I think yesterday I could have pushed through and been able to do the show, but we would have needed a bucket next to me.
You thought, nah, Josh had a day off yesterday. Screw him. I'm going to have a day off today.
Yeah, sure. Me and all this sick leave that I have.
Yeah.
But we are back together, and we're just singing the song Drive by Shannon Knoll.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, we should do the screamo version, and started. And then I went, well, do I need to remind you, you're a radio announcer.
You're a radio announcer.
But I've got to protect these voices.
My career literally depends on my voice.
Yeah, the amount of people that told me that when I first started, like, properly announcing in radio and full-time announcing, they're like, oh, you got to be careful, take care of your voice. I'm like, yeah, I'm well, going to be so good. Here's me on a weekend. Like, I would scream every song at a nightclub, and COVID has probably helped maintain my voice. And every night that I went out, I would say this to myself of, you know, don't sing. You don't need to sing. Not everyone needs to hear you. But it never happened, and you get a drink or two into me, and off we go.
Yep, that's fair enough.
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't love a good sing once you've had a few lemonades deep?
Yeah. Have you had any thoughts on what you're doing for the weekend? Because it is a long weekend.
Probably working.
Yeah. Do we know who's working on the Monday yet?
We haven't done the boss hasn't done the roster yet as of the recording of this podcast. So who knows?
Because I know Chris is on this weekend. I should be on next weekend.
He's on the Saturday. So I'm probably going to... Well, either you'll be on the Monday or I'll be on the Monday, so you do the next Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll just kind of... Do you get paid more if you do the Monday or if I do the Saturday?
I think so.
Well, no, I'll do the Monday then.
Monday's public holiday.
Ooh, I might do Monday. We'll see.
Whatever the boss decides. Yeah, okay.
But I don't know. Some of the girls were talking about... I'm making friends here.
Oh, look at you, you social butterfly.
By social butterfly, I mean I did no work on Monday and just sat talking to the sales girls.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. For ages as well, like a good hour I was down there not doing anything.
Yeah.
And our boss, Dave, came down at one stage and he's like, oh, look at you, social interaction. I was like, yep. And then I just didn't go back up
I've done nothing. Yeah, it was a passive, like, oh, look at you being social. Now, in his head, he's going, now, get back upstairs. And you're like, okay, great.
As long as the show gets done.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It all got done eventually. Anyways, we were talking about possibly doing a Sunday sesh.
Ooh.
Because of the long weekend. You got the Monday to recover.
True.
I haven't had a Sunday sesh for a while.
Actually, Olivia did mention that yesterday when we were going to that preschool gig.
Mm. Are you getting invited to the Sunday sesh?
Well, she mentioned it. I assume she's going to not mention it and then not invite me. She's going to mention it to
me.
People
do that so often.
Just be like, oh, yeah. When you say, oh, what did you get up to on the weekend? People say, oh, yeah, had these people over, blah, 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 had a few drinks. And you go, oh, cool, thanks. In your head, you're
going, thanks
for the invite.
It's really awkward. Yeah. But then also you got to think about, I had to do this with my birthday party last year because there were certain people that I didn't want to invite for very good reason.
Yeah.
But I had to do the thing in my head of going, do I rather not invite them or do I invite them so I don't have to put up with the backlash on the Monday or the lead up to it as to, well, am I getting invited? What's this? Well, what do you think? Blah, blah, blah. Because that's what this person would do. I knew they wouldn't just, like, let it go kind of thing. And they did rock up to my party, which I invited them to as a bit of an olive branch.
Yeah.
Try and rekindle some stuff. And they just disrespected our whole entire house.
Yeah.
So...
Never again.
Not that I'm really having a birthday party this year. It's a bit hard. I am going back to South Australia, though, which should be good. I talked about this yet? That on my birthday, Greg's my boyfriend, he's a DJ, he has a formal after party gig. And I am going back because I have to be the COVID marshal. So I am spending my birthday COVID marshalling a high school party.
Yeah, sounds like a
partying
lot of fun.
With 18-year-olds, definitely. so that's how I'm spending my birthday.
Sounds like an absolute hoot to me.
I mean, it should be fun. I'm hoping it will be fun, but I don't know. I'm more concerned at the moment about what cake I'm going to get because this is my life.
Yeah, and priorities.
Because I've got a few different options, right? So I like the idea of getting a cold rock cake.
Yep, love it.
Because they've got like different ones. You get to pick what you mix in, things like that.
Yep.
But then I saw that Il Piccolo Gelato, which is a gelato place right near work here, which does heavenly ice cream, or yep. gelato I should call it. They do little cakes.
Yep.
Which is the gelato in a cake form.
Oh, yum.
But then I'm also a big fan of cheesecake, and there's a cheesecake shop here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, do I get one of them? Or do I go to a bakery and get another? Like, it's too many choices.
A lot of options.
This is a thing moving from regional South Australia. Even though I'm originally from Canberra, I'm used to having options.
Yeah.
For a good 18 months, I didn't have any options.
But now you do.
And now I do. And I'm not sure. I'm going back to my undecisive ways. Like, yeah. do I just get half a cheesecake and then a half a ice cream cake? Or do I not? I feel like I just need to pick one. But anyways.
Yeah.
This intro is going for a very long time.
It's got a long intro. We're going to get straight into the podcast. So enjoy. We'll be back tomorrow on the Power FM Brekkie Show from 6 a.m. And enjoy the catch up. Bye.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. Coming up to 10 minutes past 6 this morning.
Good morning.
You're back.
I am back in this chair this morning, which is, it's great to be here.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Feeling much better. Still not 100%, but doing a lot better than yesterday. It's amazing what about 20 hours of sleep will fix.
Yeah, I had Monday off. You had Tuesday off. We're back for Wednesday.
I know, it was just frustrating, like, you had Monday off and then I started feeling sick Monday night and I was like, no, I'm not going to call it. I'm going to be good. And
yep.
then I woke up yesterday morning. I was like, yeah, I'm not good.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll have a shower. Because usually it's my thing that I'll always get up and have a shower.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like maybe I'm just tired or being lazy or whatever if I don't think I'm feeling well. So I'll always get up, have a shower, did that and then threw up in the shower. And I was like, yeah, no, not going to work.
Yeah, shower's not going to fix it.
Yeah, not today.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better today. I was very lonely yesterday doing the show on my own. I can see why you...
Yeah.
I can see why you didn't want to do it. I was like, can I get someone in here? Can I get...
It's wait, just Chris, awkward.
I should have called
anything.
Chris again yesterday morning at like 6 a.m. and be like, hey, mate, can you come in?
He
wouldn't
bad.
Have liked that.
No. I do have a question for you, though, a bit of mm-hmm. a conundrum that I got into a discussion about yesterday.
Okay.
Does a straw have one or two holes?
This is... Okay.
I don't know how this got into my head yesterday. But does it have one or two? Like a cylinder?
Yeah.
Does it have one or two holes?
Well, it could be seen as kind of one long hole.
That's the thing. But then it's got two different ends to it.
It depends how long the straw is. Depends how long it is. I think if it's super long, if it's like a pipeline that goes across the country, I think that's got two ends. Because it's so long. But if it's like a toilet roll, does that have two holes or is that just one kind of hole that goes all the way through? I don't know.
This is the thing. I'm just Googling it quickly and Reddit, which is always a good
Reddit.
Source of information,
yep.
says two openings, one cavity. If you think of it as a cylinder, it's two holes. If you think of it as a thick block with a perimeter marginally larger than the hole, it only has one hole.
That's okay.
That doesn't even help me. That confuses me.
That doesn't even make
more.
Sense. Pretty funny because I was thinking about this the other day. I went to the Boost Juice drive-thru out
yeah.
at Sabas. And when you go to the Boost Juice drive-thru, they actually give you a choice. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know whether this is the majority or the minority, but I dislike profusely the paper straws.
Look, so do I, and I'm a straw chewer
yeah.
as well,
yeah.
which does not go well with paper straws. But I'm all for, like, you know, saving the turtles and
yep.
stuff like that. But I still haven't discovered a well enough, like, good enough paper straw to, you know, with my that I need.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you can buy, like, the metal ones and wash them and stuff like that, but...
Yeah. Well, I went through the drive-thru at Boost and they give you a choice now.
Mm.
I don't think they've done... I don't remember them ever doing that, but they give you a choice of plastic or paper and it's a choice between do you want to save the earth or do you want to drink your drink in a well manner? And I'm ashamed to say I went for the plastic straw.
Look, if it makes you feel any better,
I'm sorry.
I have a giant packet of plastic straws in my house.
Mm.
But this is the thing. I bought this packet, I think, about 10 years ago.
Wow.
And like
when plastic straws were
a thing and were completely normal to have. And yep. So I just have, it's like 1,000 pack of straws.
Yeah.
And obviously
1,000?
Yeah, that's all you used
how
to get.
How many drinks
them in
do you drink? How long would that last you?
Well, it's lasted 10 years and I still have a good chunk of them left. But I feel bad like having them in
now
my
you can't
house because there's
them
this big stigma around them. Like,
yeah.
But they're just going to end up in the rubbish anyway, so I'm going
to
keep using them.
Got to find another way to use them.
Yeah, because I'm a fan of a straw.
Yeah, I'm a fan of a straw as well, just not paper,
but
unfortunately.
Back to the normal question.
Oh, yeah.
One or two holes?
Two holes.
You going with two?
I'm going with two holes.
I reckon it's just one.
You reckon it's just one? I think I'm correct.
The exciting news came out that two of my favourite things, and then a third as well, have decided to join forces.
Yep.
I'm talking about Krispy Kreme collabing with Lotus Biscoff, which...
Forbidden donut.
Oh,
so good.
So good.
And yeah, then one of the options that they have is a cheesecake-filled one.
Yes.
This is just...
Correct.
Amazing. So this
so
is
good.
Like, I have Lotus Biscoff spread in my cupboard and
yep,
I am obsessed with it.
Yep.
To like, I put it on everything.
Yep.
And it is so good. Like, Trump's Nutella, 100%. Just saying. Controversial opinion.
Wow. That's, we should put that on social. See what the people say.
I love Nutella as well. Do not get me wrong.
Yep.
But Biscoff spread is pretty good. And now it is joining forces with Krispy Kreme and in the cheesecake. Oh, I'm just done. I'm done.
You can't
I'm
even
so
talk
excited.
You can't even talk.
I haven't even had one yet, and I want to go get one.
The pictures do look amazing. There is, there's probably more places, but there is a place in Sebas. There's obviously a 7-Eleven in Sebas that sell Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. When is this supposed to be released?
I think it already has.
Oh, amazing. Okay. So, should we... Is it coming everywhere? Is it supposed to be coming everywhere? Because if
well,
so...
Well, it says find them at a Krispy Kreme store or find them at a 7-Eleven. So I presume...
There is a 7-Eleven.
If you work at a 7-Eleven in Ballarat, can you please let us know if you have these? Because
that's right,
we will come and visit.
A lot of petrol stations actually do have Parafem playing in the petrol station. If you're listening to this right now...
Morning.
And can you also please just double check whether you got this Krispy Kreme Biscoff cheesecake donut.
And tell us where you are and we will come and get a few of them.
Yep.
But with this awesome collab, it got me thinking about what other ones we should see. So it doesn't have to be like necessarily a food collab.
Yeah.
It could be music, a TV show, something. 533-1031. A, if you work at a 7-Eleven and have the donut. And B,
yes,
what collab do you want to see?
That's right. 533-1031. If you work at a service station, call us. And if you want to see a collab, call us.
Sam from Miner's Rest, what collab do you want to see?
I'd love to see Married at First Sight with Survivor.
Oh, okay. That's a bit of a test.
Yeah.
Do you think couples would last? Would it make for better couples? Or what are you thinking?
I don't think any of these shows make for better people, but for more entertainment.
Yeah. True. I'm a bit over what Max is doing at the moment, so spice things up, chuck him in the middle of nowhere and see how they go. The Perth Police. Usually, controversial, but I think main thing they're good at the moment is closing borders quite quickly. But shots fired.
Ooh.
But they've done a bit of a funny thing, which
right,
I enjoy. I really like it when the police put up funny posts on Facebook and stuff like that.
Yep.
They have done this one, and it's gone out into the public in pubs. They have done this little poster that is called Things That Are Impossible to Say When Drunk.
Okay.
And it's warning punters to behave on a night out.
Yeah.
So it's the first one is things that are difficult to say when you are drunk.
Uh-huh.
Innovative, preliminary, cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Then it goes under that, things that are very difficult to say when you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I can say these.
Yeah.
Specificity. There we go.
Specificity.
Passive aggressive disorder.
Yeah.
And transubstantiate.
I don't know.
Transubstant? I don't even know what that word is, so I definitely can't say it when I've had a few.
Yeah.
But this list is the best part of it. These are things that are absolutely impossible to say when you were drunk on a night out.
Yep.
Thanks, but I don't want to sleep with you. Sorry, but you're not really my type.
Yep.
I'm going to skip this next one and say it last. Good evening, officer. Isn't it lovely out tonight? I'm not interested in fighting you. Oh, I just couldn't. No one wants to hear me sing. Thank you, but I won't make any attempt to dance. I have no rhythm. Where is the nearest toilet? I can't possibly vomit in the street. I must be going home now. I have work in the morning. And my personal favourite on this list from the WA police of things that are absolutely impossible to say when you are drunk. No kebab for me, thank you.
They are impossible to say. No one ever says those things.
Yep. It's impossible for me to say that any time of the day, let alone when I've had a few.
No kebab for me, thank you.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat. Coming up to 10 past 7 this morning on the Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
Welcome to Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. I noticed the other day, we haven't talked since we went to Somersault together. Like in person, I mean. We message each other all the time. But I said to you this morning, I'm sunburnt in a very awkward place from Somersault. My cleavage is sunburnt. Right between... I can... breasts, I can say it. That's normal. Everyone has them.
That's fine. Not everyone, but females.
Oh, nope. Some men have them. They have them. Trust me. But mine are of the large variety prominent.
Yeah.
And so the sun was beaming down and I had a bit of a low-cut shirt and obviously I missed putting sunscreen in between them because I didn't think I needed to do that. And so now I'm sunburnt there and they just keep rubbing against each other. It's making it worse.
I think some of the girls who... I saw a lot of girls with, like, off-the-shoulder things. And I spoke about this yesterday. I think they're probably feeling a little bit rough this week.
Yeah.
With the burnt shoulders. But anyway.
Yes, our Wednesday game, Age Gauge. My turn to quiz you on your age knowledge. This week I've decided to go with a bit of a theme of what's older to do with, like, inventions, movies, toys.
Okay.
Kind of put people's age into perspective for
you. Okay, yep, all right.
So to kick us off, which I think might be one of those difficult ones.
Okay.
What's older, sliced bread or Betty White?
That is an insult to Betty White.
Is it, though?
I don't know.
I don't think it is. It's just a question. Because everyone always says, like, the best thing since sliced bread. So you think it's been around for a while. But what's older, sliced bread or Betty White?
Sliced bread or Betty White? Surely sliced bread. Betty White's, what, like, 90s?
I can't give you any clues. You've got to have to hit.
Surely sliced bread, they were slicing bread before Betty White was born. I'm going to go...
Sliced bread is older. Incorrect.
What the heck? What?
Betty White was born in 1922. Sliced bread invented in 1928.
What?
Yeah.
That is insane.
Betty White is older than sliced bread. All right, let's go a bit more this generation then.
That should be on her tombstone. Betty White, older than sliced bread. Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
What's older? The iPod.
Okay.
Or Justin Bieber?
The iPod or Justin Bieber?
The original iPod.
Just the original iPod.
Mm-hmm.
The Shuffle.
I don't think it was called the Shuffle then. It was just iPod.
Oh, the iPod. How old's Justin Bieber? He's like my age. 24, 25?
Come on, take your pick.
I'm going to say the iPod Shuffle is older.
It's older?
Yep.
Incorrect.
Oh, my gosh.
Justin
really?
Justin Bieber, 1994. iPod, 2001.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Next one.
Okay.
Furby or Fergie?
Furby is like 80s, I reckon, like late 80s.
When's Fergie?
Fergie is, I'm going to say mid 40s, which would make her 80s as well.
Come on, take your pick. Furby or Fergie?
Just go for it, Josh. Fergie.
Fergie's older?
Yep.
Correct!
Yes!
Fergie, 1975. Furby, 1998.
So Furbies weren't the 80s, they were 90s.
Yes, all right.
All right.
Last one for you this morning.
All right.
What's older? The floppy disk? Or Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Kids that are listening, the floppy disk.
Floppy disk.
It was like... before the USB, before hard drives, before things just saved on computers for you, you had to insert the floppy disk to save things on it.
See, I never had a floppy disk.
I was never, my family never used a floppy disk. We kind of jumped that, went straight to CDs. I'm going to say who's older.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the floppy disk.
The floppy disk is older than Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Correct.
Yes.
The Rock was born in 1972, floppy disk 1967.
How good. What was that, 2 out of 4?
I think so.
Amazing.
Just a pass.
Just a pass. I'm so used to that, it's not even funny. How good. I had a bit of an issue, Maddie, with my wallet. I had a leather wallet.
Mm.
It started to fall apart. Obviously, I don't think real leather does that, so it's probably fake leather.
Yeah, but it happens over the time with most wallets. I think especially with boys' ones because they're quite compact. And I hate calling them boys' wallets, but whatever.
Yeah.
They're quite compact to fit in a pocket, so there isn't, like, you just kind of stack all your cards on top of each other and hope that it will close and then you stuff it in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you just kind of go from there. Whereas a female's wallet usually is like a longer kind of strip and you've got a bit more room to spread it out so it lasts a little bit longer.
And I feel like a lot of guys put their wallet in their back pocket and they sit on it and all that sort of stuff. Not good for it. Anyway, my leather wallet fell apart and I couldn't use it anymore because my cards have fallen out and it wasn't working. So I had to go to a backup wallet. And the backup wallet has never seen the light of day. It was given to me by Jules and Chris.
Please tell me it is a piping hot one.
It was given to me by Jules and Chris.
It's a piping hot bill. It's Billabong.
And
Velcro?
As a joke, this is, they were like, oh, yeah, here it is. Huh? You said you wanted one. So I thought, they gave it to me. I'll never use it because, you know, I've got this wallet. It's fine. This wallet's fine. My wallet fell apart. I'm like, I need something to hold my cards in. Now, can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me all right in the... Okay, can you close your eyes?
Okay.
Okay, this is my new wallet and I want you to... First reactions, okay?
Just, I'm hoping it has Velcro on it.
Okay, this is my wallet that I'm using right now, okay? This is my real wallet that I'm using right now. It's got flames on it.
It's red flames.
Red flames.
Velcro.
I went to an engagement party last weekend, and I was buying alcoholic drinks. And she said, "Yep, that's just $10." And I go, "Yeah, great. Just give me a second. Can I pay with cash, please?"
I don't know why I love this so much, but I do.
It's so embarrassing. It's literally so embarrassing, and it's because of Jules and Chris. They gave it to me and thought, "Oh, he'll probably never use it," but now I have to use it. And it's continuous social torture until I get a new wallet.
What is stopping you from going out and getting a new wallet, though?
Laziness.
Well, then you can't complain.
I can't be bothered. And I kind of like the feeling of doing that.
I think you should keep the Velcro, but I recommend we put, like, some stickers or something on it because the red flames is just a bit of a red flag.
The red flames is too much.
If you were trying to pick up a girl in a bar and you pulled that out.
Hey, babe, you want a drink? Yeah, sure.
Maths. It's all the talk at the moment. We are catching up with Samantha from Maths a little bit later on this morning.
Yeah.
But I just did want to touch on what happened on last night's episode. And if you don't care, that's fine, because I know Maths isn't everyone's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not mine anymore. And I'm off it.
Yeah.
I am off Maths because of what they did last night. They made each partner rank the other couples, participants in the experiment on attractiveness. So basically put them in a hot scale.
Yeah. This is something we, as parents, probably should teach our children not to do.
Yeah. I find this very problematic.
Yeah.
And people like people from different qualities and stuff like that, but I thought that this show was trying to go down the angle that it's not all about looks.
Mm.
You just meet someone and you grow to like their personality and things like that. And I think for a lot of people, it was actually quite triggering. There's a couple that I follow on Instagram, and he's a comedian, his wife, and they have a little girl. And she was talking about it, that it's kind of, I think, a little bit inappropriate. And she got a ton of messages from girls saying this happened in their high school.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure happened, and it might have happened in mine, and I didn't know.
Yeah, same.
One of them said that they had a full-on ranking system for girls who were hot or not, and the boys would vote on it. They even had a full-on graph to do with it as well, and people could vote if they were mentally stable. So if you were hot but unstable mentally, then you got in a red zone, and also vice versa. If you were completely mentally stable but not attractive to them, well, then you got put in a different red zone. And, you know, the schools probably found out about this and told the students that it's not appropriate in any way, shape, or form to judge someone and rank someone on how they appear and what their appearance is. But here they are now watching it on national TV.
I know. Contradictory.
It just ticks me off a bit too much, I think.
And these experts, surely this is the producers coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Because the experts, I don't know how much control they have over the actual experiments or whether the producers say, no, you're just there to be the experts, to play the role of the experts. But surely a psychological expert or a relationship expert or a sexologist would look at this challenge, look at this kind of thing that they had to do and go, what is going on? Why are you doing this?
This is a bit damaged. I feel like none of them could win in that situation.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, we do all find different people attractive for whatever reason. It's just a part of life. But you should never have to rank them.
No.
On that. And so making people do that and the people that were honest in it and said, this is my ranking and here is why, and then put their partners further down because they were being honest, well, then that was upsetting to the partner, which I completely understand.
Yeah.
But then you get the people that didn't do that and put their partner first. Well, are they lying? Then I feel like that puts a whole different point of judgment in and mistrust. And it was just disgusting to see people being ranked on a photo. And it was really, you've lost me, Maths.
You've lost me.
You have lost me.
Yeah. And people find people attractive for different reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be judged for it.
Exactly. I agree. We are still searching for people to
help answer some questions.
Yeah, that's right.
The 10-question quiz. We've got to have quite a few lined up to be able to do it because, you know, it seems people don't like to know general knowledge questions.
No, they're not. They don't know. But that's fine. I mean, that's part of the issue of general knowledge questions is they're, you know, not as general as we thought they were.
Anyways, if you want to compete, 533-1031. We are taking your calls as we try to finish off this 10-question quiz.
Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How are you going?
Thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. All right. You are first through. Question number one. The festival in Spain is called the Running of the What?
Ball?
Yep, correct. Number two. Which female megastar sings Shake It Off and Blank Space?
Taylor Swift.
Correct. Which animal is associated with a Ford Mustang?
A horse.
Correct. Name one of the AFL teams that Buddy Franklin has played for.
Carlton?
No, no, unfortunately, no. We're going to have to let you go, Hannah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jess.
Sorry, what was your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're up to question number four. Name one of the AFL teams that Buddy Franklin has played for.
The Swans.
Correct. Number five, Robin Williams played an elderly nanny in what film?
Nanny Doubtfire.
Oh, I'll take
we'll
it.
Give it.
It's
to
Mrs.
You.
Doubtfire, but I will take that. Number six, whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
What was that, sorry?
Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Correct. True or false? M&M stands for Mars and Murray.
True.
Correct. How many seconds in 1.5 minutes?
60.
No, it's not. I'm sorry, it's not 60. We're going to have to let you go, Jess.
All good.
Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Zach.
Hi, Zach. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. All right, we are stuck on question eight. How many seconds in 1.5 minutes?
90.
Correct. What suburb of Ballarat is Stockland in?
Wanneroo.
Correct. Here we go for the win, Zach. What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Correct.
Yeah. Amazing, finally.
We have a winner. Congratulations, Zach. You are walking away with a Swiss Army knife worth over $100.
Awesome, thank you.
No worries. It is all thanks to Total Tools celebrating their 10th birthday.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat. Coming up to 8:05 this morning on your hump day Wednesday.
Yes. Brett was just talking in the news then about the Ballarat gift that is happening this weekend.
Yeah.
And there's like obviously lots of different distances people can run it. There's like 200 metres, 300, 400, 800, 150, 70. Should we go and have a running race between the two of us? When's the last time you did a running race?
Like year 5.
same, I think.
Year five, yeah. And I got to participate. You know what the most annoying thing is about school running races is you get a participation
ribbon. Oh, they have like eighth place ribbons. And you're like, well, what is this?
What's the point? Anyway, that's
I wonder
me.
If mum's ever saved, because I was quite a speedy little runner back in school.
Yeah.
I wonder if mum has saved any of my ribbons. Because I don't know, like, because I used to put them up on my walls and stuff like that.
Mm.
I don't know where they've gone since.
I don't know.
I'll ask her.
Should we try and track them down?
I don't know. I want to try and track down my old school reports to see if what they said in them about me is still true.
The one adjective that teachers always use, or descriptive word that teachers always use for me, was enthusiastic.
I'd say that.
Josh is enthusiastic about doing nothing.
I can't remember what was said about mine. But anyways, yeah. I reckon we should go and have a bit of a running race.
Yeah, well,
people can put their bets on as to who would win between Josh and I. Because you've got the long legs.
I'll be taking payments, but I am unfit.
I have been going to the gym a little bit, but not as much as I used to.
Yeah, look, we'll see how we go. Yum, 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 dum, dee, dee, dum. How many cookies are there today? That's right. This has been super popular.
Yes.
Phones have been lighting up.
Do we just need to talk about the fact how you, off air just there during that song, were just scrolling through your phones and I looked up and saw...
I was messaging someone, very important.
And
thank you very much.
Saw something was about to go wrong in our system, so I started yelling at you. And then you were still off in your own little world to hit the play button on the open.
Yeah, well, we've both had our accidents today, so that's fine.
It is fine. We are doing the cookie countdown as we are trying to give away some family passes to the Sesame Street Circus Spectacular presented by Silvers. That is starting tomorrow in Ballarat. So we're doing the cookie countdown to win some tickets.
That's right. We opened the phones immediately. All the lines were full, but we got through to someone. Hello, Power FM. Who's this?
Hi,
who's this?
Neve.
Hi, Neve. How are you?
Yes, good, thank you.
That's pretty good. How old are you, Neve?
I'm 11.
You're 11. And do you want to go to the Sesame Street Circus?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So you need to tell us how many cookies Cookie Monster has today. Now, he's let us know there's between 5 and 10. How many do you think there is?
7.
Oh, let's find out.
Okay, here we go.
Snack time! 7!
Yes! Yes! Niamh, you just won a family pass to go to Sesame Street this weekend. How excited are you?
That's great.
Who are you going to take with you? It's a tough choice.
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you have any siblings that you could take with you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you might have to be nice and bring one of them along with you.
Yeah.
What's hot and what's not? Thanks to the Western Hotel.
What's not and what's hot? I was just imitating the guy that does the thing.
What's hot and what's not?
Let's find out in our own opinions. So you've got to not sit on the fence, got to decide if it's something is hot or not. You ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'll go first. Vaccine passports.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Hot.
I'm for them.
I'm for them as well.
If that's what I need to do to go on a holiday.
I'm going
to
get the jab.
That's fine. I'm going to get the jab. And yep. I'm going to get a passport to say that I've gotten the jab so exactly. I can fly. If you don't, you can stay home.
Yep, preach it, sister. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just on the vaccine quickly, though. I thought that COVID would kind of make some anti-vaxxers understand why vaccines are so important.
Yes, it's done the opposite.
This, like, having a vaccine prevents these things from happening and shows them firsthand what happens when you don't. But anyway.
All right, mine today is Velcro wallets.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
Not.
I'm only saying hot because I have one at the moment.
I would say hot if you are under the age of 12.
Sorry.
Because I feel like that was the cool thing, just having a wallet when you were that age in primary school, being like, here's my wallet, rip it open.
Let's just say I'm not picking up any girls with this one. Hey, babe, you want a vodka raspberry? Sure thing.
Let me just get that out for you.
Let me just get that out for you. Chatting to Samantha from Married at First Sight.
Morning, Sam.
Hey, guys.
How are you going at the moment? You know, watching the show back, it's all a bit intense. What's been happening?
Look, reliving it back has not been the nicest experience. You definitely pick up on your own flaws, and I'm the first to admit that I'm not perfect, but, emotions are running high, and yeah.
So I'm going to go back to when you first applied for the show. Was it a bit of a joke? Did you ever think you would actually get on? Talk us through your process.
There's absolutely no way I thought I'd get on. I mean, my audition, my very, very first one, was with a glass of wine and my dressing gown on. So, look, it was a six-month process of not knowing if you were going to get on, and then when you finally did find out you were getting on, you didn't know who the hell it was going to be with, or, you know, if you were going to be stitched up, or if it was going to be somebody that, you know, you could have a fairy tale ending with. So before you even go on the show, your emotions are running high.
Yeah, I was going to say, before you, when you found out that you were going to be on the show, was there any hesitation? Like, oh, should I have done this? Should I go through with this? Was there any kind of doubt in your mind?
Yeah, look, I mean, I went on there. I was definitely not naive when I decided to, you know, go through with it. I knew that it was not going to be easy, and I knew that I could be, you know, portrayed terribly, or it could work in my favour. But do you know what? At that point, I was kind of so ready to find love, and I thought, wow, this opportunity has fallen in my lap. I'm going to give it a red hot crack.
Yeah. Speaking of people getting portrayed differently, do you think that anyone on the show has been edited to a different way to what you perceived them as originally?
Yeah, it's funny because I think everyone is exactly like what you're seeing on TV in real life. So I think we've all been we've been portrayed very true to who we are. You know, I had a bit of a doozy episode at the dinner party, and I didn't like that side of my personality. And I think that was me trying to, you know, protect myself in that situation. But that is who I am, and I got highly strung, and that was my emotions. And, yeah, I was portrayed all very much myself.
So you think that if anyone comes out with these excuses of, oh, it was the editing that did it, you're just going to call BS on it?
Yeah, I'll call BS on it. I mean, yeah, sure, there's parts that don't get shown. I mean, I didn't see Cam for a whole week before that dinner party. I was sitting in a hotel room by myself, and I only heard from him the day before the dinner party. But at the end of the day, I still knocked down the opportunity to see him before, and it's definitely what happened. It's just some bits are missing, and yeah, I think it's BS if anyone goes, yeah, no, it's a poor edit or all that sort of shit.
Were you finding it interesting to see others' relationships play out, and maybe you didn't get to see that in person?
Yeah, I mean, we're all getting to know so much more about each other, because before this has gone to air, we just kind of took everyone on face value. So to hear what they were saying behind everyone's back, and how it all played out, you know, you can get a better take on who these people are that you just spent 8 weeks in Sydney filming with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a very big big difference. One thing I do want to talk about that we have mentioned on the show already this morning is the attractive ratings last night and how disgusting I think that they were. What did you take from that? Do you think Channel 9 probably went a little bit step too far on it, or should they have not done it, or you were fine with it? Where do you sit?
Yeah, I think that, well, I didn't have to do that challenge because we were already on the rock, so they just gave us John, thank God. But I just think, I've been judged on appearance. Anyone that has been judged on appearance is, you know, it's the wrong thing to do. You know, you don't judge a book on its cover. You have to get down there, find out what it's about, and then decide whether you like that person or not. The challenge was, I don't rate it at all.
You agree with us then?
Yeah,
because I'm off maths a bit because of what they did last night.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all, that challenge.
Okay, fair enough. Good to see that you're kind of a little bit sane still after the whole experience. Married at First Sight does continue tonight on Channel 9. Thank you so much for joining us, Sam.
Thanks, guys.
Big car news, Maddie.
Oh, yes. I got a car. You're getting a new car.
Hang on a second.
You're getting a
white. There we go.
It's going to be white.
1 week away. I spoke about this yesterday. Called up Ballarat City Subaru. And I was expecting them to say, it's about a month away, about a month away, because I know COVID has put a spanner in the works. And the guy, Andrew, there said, we've actually been invoiced for it, so that means it's about a week away. And oh, hallelujah, how excited I was.
Is it, though? Because they've said...
I don't know.
I'm trusting them. So, what date do you think you are going to get your car?
What, are we placing bets now?
Yes.
Well, what's the date today?
Today is the 3rd. So the 10th would be a week.
So you think the 10th?
No, I'm asking what you think.
I'm going to say what... It's a long weekend this weekend.
It is, which will put another spanner in the works.
Which I had no idea. I'm going to say Monday the 15th.
Oh, okay. I'll go the following Monday.
So you think it's like 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
All right, well... I guess, well, I don't know what we're betting. We're betting the car.
Who gets to drive it first?
No, we can't bet that.
Beep, beep.
You'll be like,
I'm in Josh's car, brum, brum.
That is not fair, but a very good bet.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.